Good morning, Mick Towman. I like to create shit mainly because circumstance and opportunity often puts me in a position to do so. So, this is one of the things that I've made up, right? And you go, oh, Shane, that's a fucking awesome thing. What is it? What's it for? Well, I like to sort of think ahead, and I also like to, you know, grab little bits and pieces of things here, there, and everywhere. Now, that white shit around the top is called, or the leaking stuff, you know, or not leaking, the excess, is called PVA glue, right? Polymerized vinyl acetate glue, and it's usually used on wood. I'll give you a look see at it, right? And see, there's a bit of residue building up and it comes off. It doesn't stick to the plastic, right? But that's that's what it is. Now, see, so this gets into economies of scale, right? Now, I think from recollection, we put the stopper back into it, right? The plug. So that's a very good sort of thing, because it's like, because I'm an observant person and I go, oh yes, that makes sense. That's better than what it was, and this has improved so much it's completely fucked, right? But this originally was a rod of fucking pure Teflon. So I machined it up so you've got an introductory taper that goes in there very easily and a slight flaring. So that goes in there and it gets a little bit tighter and a little bit tighter. You don't have to push it in hard. It just has to make an airtight, watertight sort of seal, right? And the chain, originally the chain, there's another piece around the top of the bottle there, but wood glue tends to get everywhere and tends to sort of get into the chain and it tends to lock the links up and it tends to sort of just, the one around the side was not so good. But why this arrangement? Well, nothing sticks to Teflon in a basic sort of sense. There is a fucking, yeah, that's it. Nothing sticks to Teflon, right? And what I found is that conventional glue bottles, like I only buy one big bottle every few years, you know, but conventional glue bottles of say 500 mil or 1 litre, I think it's, I haven't looked at the lower small container prices for a long time, so I'm going to sort of guess. And I'll say that they're like about $15 or maybe $18 for half a litre. And I think they're about $25, maybe $28 for a litre. But if you buy a 5 litre container, it's like about, I think about $80, $90. So essentially you can buy 4 litres and get 1 litre for free. and it still costs about the same to get it transported up here. You know what I mean? So it's actually better to buy an amount that you can use within a year or two than an amount that you can't. You know, or that you know, to go and buy say four half liter bottles that say, well, just off the top of my fucking head, say it's $20. Well, that's $80 for 2 liters, or I can buy 5 liters for $80 or $90. You know, so that's the sort of thinking, you know. And what happens is those glue bottles, if you have one bottle, and this is a source bottle, those smaller bottles, if you keep reusing them to, you know, you decant from the 5 litre container to fill up the small glue bottle, what happens is the valving in the fucking bottles jams up. So this is here's my butcher's connection. We get this. Come on, Shane, out with your... Yeah. Good. If we get this, right, that's the inside, that's the outer cover, that's the top, right? If we get this, and big knife, and we carefully, fuck, come on, you're a butch knife. All right, that's got it. Yes, we've certainly fixed that. Fuck. So, what we then do is we cut that fucking most of that off, and we've got a top that is made, I don't know if I've cut off too much, probably. Because that part of this stuff in here is the locking mechanism. It's a cam lock type thing. So, but anyway, and so what happens is we can fill the bottle up with glue, like so, you know, put the cap back on it, and then we've got it's a tight fit. It swells and sort of seals around it, you know what I mean? But, you know, we've got a fucking really good glue container. And the valving doesn't really block up because there's no valving sort of left in it. And anything that does get sort of blocked up can be easily just soaked, you know, when you've used up all the glue, you can just soak it out. And these things are easy to come across, so that if you one valve head does get sort of blocked up and jammed up and the glue sets in it or whatever, it's really easy to get another one, perform brain surgery on it, and you got a new fucking cap, or you can just reuse another bottle, you know, and that's why I do that. So I can buy a 5 litre container of glue, I can refill these and I can replace them and I don't have any of the fucking shit that comes with, you know, valves, the valving or squeeze fucking knobs and whatever jamming up. So that's why I do it. And the secret is to get a bar of pure Teflon, machine that to size, you know, like a step taper. One taper gets it easily into the fucking hole and the next is a fine taper just to squeeze it tight and seal. So yeah, and that's how you do it, you know, that's how you fucking, so my glue is like, you know, instead of buying 2 litres of glue in 4 500ml bottles for like $80 or something, I can buy 5 litres for $80 or $90. That gives me like about 2.5 times the amount. And I found from experience that not an idiotically generous coating, which is just glue fucking runs out everywhere, you know. But when you put 2 pieces of wood, you want a little bit of fucking excess glue to squeeze out just along the joints, you know what I mean? And where is it? I don't know if this is it. You get a lot of wood that is like plywood, and you get finger jointed. Whereas pine, but instead of, they can't make a big fucking piece out of it because there's too many buckles and knots and twists and shit in it. So what they do is they cut out all the fucking good bits and they do what is called finger jointing, you know? Sort of like that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a fucking, well, you get what I mean. It's a finger jointing, but what happened was for a while there, these cunts that were making this stuff, they'd sort of super economise on the glue. They'd just like, you know, dilute it, you know, like 1 part glue to 4 parts of water and go, just a little spray, yes, it holds, you know, and you go whack and it just goes, and it just breaks and falls apart along the glue line. And so what's happened is people said, fuck this, you stupid fucking cunts, scumming on the glue. And so what happens now, well, this might be a piece. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, we'll try that. Let's just see that. You can see the bits. Maybe this bit up here. Yeah, it's a bit of a contrast in the wood. See there? Now there's 2 very distinct grain patterns. You know, there's stuff that sweeps up here, and then from there on, pencil, give me a fucking pencil. Oh god, there's the actual finger joint, but you get the glue, see, I'm trying to fucking show it. So, see the two distinct grain types. And in there is the finger joint. You can see it's just a very fine fucking... Oh, where's my finger in the fucking camera? It's very fine. Draw it in the air and I'll figure it out. So it's a very fine... Try and get it in the fucking grain. Yeah, well, that's where the finger joint is, under that. And what was happening was all these fucking cunts, these retarded fucking cunts, were using, like, vapors, you know, like, vapors of glue, you know, so when the joint was put together, you'd only have to go fucking whack and the fucking joint would pop open, you know. So people have said, fuck this, I'm fucking tired of this shit, you know. You cost-cutting dumb cunts that just make shit timber that's fucking useless. So what they've now done is they've now got really good high-precision fucking cutters that they just cut through the end of the wood to cut the fucking all the little slots out. They're absolutely dead on, and they use... I don't know how they apply it, but they spray in a goodly amount of glue so that the fucking joint is as strong as the rest of the timber. You know, I don't have any complaints about it. I'm not fucking whining. I'm not going, oh, is that going to hold? You know. And that's what these fucking cunts would do when they made plywood, right? When I make my own plywood, it's immensely strong. It's really, really, really fucking good. You know? It's better than any bought shit. Because I'm smart. I just go, oh, that's fucked. It doesn't work. You know? But anyway. And I'm very generous with the glue. I put a thin layer on one side of the ply, and then the piece is going to put on top of that. I put a thin layer on that. You know what I mean? Not a tight ass fucking thin layer, but a generous thin layers. You know. So when they're bonded together, the fucking wood glues. It sticks across the whole fucking piece, across the whole joint. You know. And what these fucking cunts in these cheapskate timber, bottom dollar fucking timber manufacturers. There's a type of method of applying glue, and it's not dumb. In some circumstances, it's really fucking good, you know. And in other circumstances, it's really fucking fucked. The people who use it should have their heads kicked in for being so stupid and making shit products, you know. And what it is they use it on labels for bottles. They use it on all sorts of fucking things. But what it is it's a spinner. And it squirts out really fine fucking jets and the thing spins. So you end up with this sort of cobweb of glue over the surface. It's not a film of glue, it's a spider's web of glue. And then they push the fucking boards together, put it in a hot press, bake it, you know, and the glue melts. But what you don't get like a fucking even layer of glue over the surface. You get all these little spirals. And that's why you get plywood that comes apart, you know what I mean? You just go, and you can see the threads of fucking glue, you know what I mean? This is just horrible plywood, you know? don't buy it. Tell them to fuck off. And, you know, write the company saying, what are you doing importing this fucking shit for? It's crap plywood. It's not even glued properly, you know. And, hot. So that's what it's about, gentlemen. You know, that's why I buy glue in bulk. It's 5 litres at a time. Because I like having a generous amount of glue on the joints. I don't mind a little bit of excess coming out. You know what I mean? I'm not there going, fucking milligrams per square. You know, milligrams of glue per square centimetre. You know, I like a bit of excess and I don't mind just wipe. I don't care. It depends on what I'm doing, but I don't care about the finish. I just wipe the excess over with my finger, leave it on there, you know what I mean? Because I'm after the fucking construction, I'm after the joint, I'm after the fucking good stuff that's well built and very, very strong and durable, rather than going, oh my God, that's, oh, you can't put your teacup on there because the hot teacup will leave a ring in the French polish, and it took our fucking French polisher 6 days to do that little table. Oh, you know. I don't give a French polishing. If you've got someone who's good at it and it's really nice timber and it's really well done, it is beautiful. But it's not. You know, I'd rather get lanolin. Or new motor oil, whatever, you know. I'd rather get timber and just rub it over with fucking motor oil or lanolin and just, I don't have to worry about, oh my God, the teacup's so hot, it's left a ring. You know, it's left a white ring in the French polish in the shellac. Oh my God, you know. And I'm just a rather cuntishly, you know what I mean? So that lovely French polished table, oh my God, look at that. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter. I can put my fucking teacup full of hot fucking tea down on the wooden bench. There's no white little rings on it, or I can put a fucking motor on the wooden bench. Or I can, you know, I don't do things that destroy things, but sometimes I might need to cut things and I don't feel like wandering off to the other room to find out where I'd left the fucking chopping board, and I'll cut it. I'll cut things on the wooden bench, you know, and go, you know, or some leather, and I just say, what's part and parcel and reasonable wear and tear over the life of the product. I built it. It's designed to last. I built it. I have the say-so on what I fucking do on it, you know. And I can guarantee that it'll still be working in 100 years' time. So, you know, I just don't give a fuck for exotic finishes. I don't care. I'm not saying that they're bad. But, you know, I'm a bit tired and ranty, but the what's the word on it? Now you get really, really beautiful stringed instruments, you know, that are built by people who really know how to select good timber. They really know how to work with good timber. They know how to fucking shape it and fit it and bond it. And all this sort of stuff, and then they go to all the effort to French polish the stuff, and it's fucking lovely. Or you can buy the made in China type shit by the thousands with a hard, rock hard urethane coating on it that can't be repaired, that can't be replaced, that can't be refinished. Or maybe you can. I don't know these days, I don't. But, you know, anyway, that's, you know, go to eBay or something and get some fucking rod, Teflon rod, and make up your own stoppers, your own, not corks, but, you know. And that's how you, you know. So now I've got a glue applicator. And that's the other thing, those fucking tiny little fucking, you know, fucking little fucking thing, you know. Well, that there is a fair-sized hole. So, you know, if you've got like 2 metres of fucking timber to be glued together, you can just go with a big straight line of glue, a generous application of it, and you can do it in seconds rather than going, you know, and trying to squeeze out like a bee's dick of glue out of a 2 millimeter sized hole. You know, that's the other thing. It didn't take to fuck around. So anyway, so there you go, guys. Good morning, MGTOW men. This is what I'm sort of saying, is that the finger joints in the timber are now so well made because people got tired of just fucking shit joints. See, this is, if you get the lighting just exactly so, like, I'll explain how this works, right? So you got a big log of fucking pine, you know. They can cut it down, they can cut pieces. I've got to do this small, so you, I can't turn my fucking hand around. All right. Let's just say that's a log, right? They can. Where's the fucking camera? All right. Let's just say this is a saw blade. So they can cut straight down the log like that. Then they can. Oh, the other side. Yeah. Then they can cut like that. Then they can cut like that. And then they can cut like that, you know what I mean? So, and then they can cut the pieces, the slices up into fucking different shapes and sizes, you know? So you're going to get the tree rings around, and so depending on if you get, my fucking hand. So if you get the grain that you're going to get, I'm trying to think in fucking mirror writing. If you get a piece that's like that, you know, from that to that, the pieces, the grain, the face of grain, the top there, on the cut off at the top sort of thing, is going to be different from the sides. So your cellular structure of the wood is going to be cut open in different ways, right? And so what these clever cunts are doing is that it's hard to get, because of knots, K-N-O-T-T-S or K-N-O-T-S, yeah. There's a difference for a reason. One's like a nautical knot or a nautical fucking mile, you know, like knots in a rope. And as the ship goes along, you know, how many knots per hour. So depending on how the grain, whether the grain is got the side grain or the end grain, you know, determines how the cells are, the wood cells are cut and opened and how oil and shit penetrates, right? So, this is, fuck. Maybe this might work. That's fucking dirtier than me. I did put new batteries in it though. Anyway. So, you can see the finger joints there, right? Or the finger joint. What these clever people are doing, instead of just tossing out all these short little bits of timber, they're actually machining it all to size and they're cutting finger joints into them and then they're gluing them together, right? And depending on how the grain is shown or laid, some really remarkable things happen, because it's hard to see dry timber like that. It's hard to sort of see, you know, see that, you get very fine. So it's not like just straight light reflecting off the wood. You turn it very carefully. Those cellular structures will behave differently under different light, you know. But when we go and oil the wood, right, several really remarkable things happen. See, oil is a conductor of light. It will transmit the light into the structure if there are little tunnel ways, cellular fucking pathways for the oil to go into. So the oil will soak up light differently. The oil bits will, same fucking piece of wood, right? Same piece of wood, but it's been oiled, right? And those grain structures, so you get the big sort of seam down there. Where's a fucking, I can't function. Damn it. So you get that big layer ring or whatever, growth ring or fuck whatever it is, or thingo. Okay, so, see, when you get the light, reflecting off it in certain ways, at certain angles, that finger joint becomes really, really fucking apparent. See that? See the reflectivity and stuff, and that's a really clever thing. Like, I don't have, I'll put one of my magnification machines to one side and damn it, it's fucked off. God, no, put it away, you're too ugly. Oh, fuck. There's a camera there. See the finger joint? But when we roll it round to there, you can see the way the grain, see there's a very distinct, two very distinct types of fucking grain, right? And the other part of this is it's a little bit hard to see. But see, there it is. There's, you can see as this is tapered out from the other side, camera. these cutters and they're these people who do these industrial wood knives, these cutting heads. Hats off to them, because they're absolutely fucking beautiful job. Because I'll pause this just to get the right goddammit magnification. Oh, I must do a thing for a high powered small magnifying glass, because fuck it, I can't show some things. Oh, we're back. Well, that's the fucking pattern, right? That's sort of how this finger joining goes. It's a little bit, it conveys the idea, right? But where they have that step in the end, that's like appears to be like a straight step. So there's no real thin bits that pull out and catch on things and give splinters and shit, right? But on this side, I don't have, I don't want to take pictures. But it's not sealed up completely, right? Because this is a bit of a trick with the fucking cameras and stuff. But where there's a little bit of excess glue, this doesn't have autofocus. But where there's a little bit of excess glue, roll this around, right? Where there's a little bit of excess glue, you can see it there in the joint. So by the density of the glue, by the colour and thickness of it, I'd say it's a thick and fast-setting fucking glue. With maybe sawdust or maybe a little bit of titanium dioxide or something, but there's something added to the glue that fills it fast and doesn't use enormous quantities of pure glue per se, and it would act as an accelerator. So there it is. Oh, that's fucking worse. So you can see it in the joint there, where it's there's a little bit of a slight depression, and the glue smeared through it to level it out and fill it up. So, you know, that's how. Yeah, so when you fucking, that's the oil, this is back to the oiled side. See how clever those fucking people are? They're making absolutely brilliant cuts. They're making thousands and thousands and thousands, and they're turning little little 1 foot pieces of this stuff into fucking lengths that are like, you know, 3 meters, 1.8 meters, 2.4 meters, 3.6 meters or whatever, you know. And it's coming out as good, all the sort of tendency for the wood to rot, or not for the wood to warp and bend and all this sort of stuff. It's sort of evening out. See that, the light and the reflections and, you know, different light from different angles. Isn't that amazing? So a bit of wood, bit of oil really helps highlight that. So these people, I've seen people in China, they get, you know, all these little pieces of fucking jade or bloody oyster shell or whatever, and they'll assemble all these tiny little pieces and they'll shape them all and all this sort of stuff to make big pieces. And this is what someone's worked out, is if you make really fucking good joints, right? If you make really good joints and use a really good glue in them, finger jointed pine is as good as straight pine, you know? And it was those fucking retarded cunts who just finger jointed the pine with, you know, just a really barely enough fucking glue to hold the bloody pine together. And so when you went sort of like whack, you know, like not karate chop type stuff, but I mean as in like you're making something and you got to go bang, bang, bang with a nail, the fucking joints would fail. But now, because people put in the time and attention to make quality joints, you know, really good, those cutters, the people who design the cutters and design the joint have done a fucking really good job on this. It is, I'm a new sort of concept has entered my vocabulary over the last 4 to 6 months. And I mean, I don't think sex and arousal and masturbation over timber is appropriate. But highly stimulated, very excited and rather thrilled is sort of the new norm, you know? So I'm highly excited, very enthused and rather thrilled to be sort of getting into all these things that are just fucking amazing, you know? Yeah, so into the dimmer light. And that's really, really good. You know? See the joint line, the glue? Yeah. And, yeah. I'll stop rambling. I'll stop repeating myself. But the cutters and the adequate quantity of a quality glue makes all the fucking difference. And so I'm just absolutely pleased about the finger-jointed pine, you know. Rather than all that good wood going to waste, they're using good joints and good adhesive and a good amount of adhesive, and the stuff is fucking brilliant. So and that's the other thing, the test of time. What will it be like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years time, 100 years time? That's the next sort of thing. So, but I'm pleased, and it's really good timber, and I'm hats off to those people who have designed the cutters and who've designed the timber and who use the glues and all these. There's so many fucking clever people doing so much fucking brilliant stuff. So yeah, there you go, man. Good night.